just developing the lost places and deteriorated shrines in the holy Dham of Gaurmandalbhumi. So when Lord Shiva comes here, day and night people are coming to put water on his lotus head. He has to always be kept under the water. So because they don't have enough villagers to keep water all the time, so they put him back under the water now in the Gomati River.
In Sri Navadvip Dham, all the holy places reside. When Lord Brahma created the universe, he made it like a wheel, and the center of that wheel is the holy place of Naimisharanya. In the Shastra it is explained that whatever austerity, whatever tapasya, or whatever spiritual practice that is performed in Naimisharanya, the entire universe derives the benefit of that austerity. It is for this reason that near the beginning of this age of Kali Yuga, great sages from all around, they wanted to counteract the effects of this age of Kali. So they gathered together in the holy place of Naimisharanya, and there, with great attention, they heard from Sri Suta Goswami the Srimad Bhagavatam. Suta Goswami was present at the time when Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavat Purana to Maharaj Parikshit, and he repeated it in the holy place of Naimisharanya. You see, these sages were performing a great sacrifice, a yajna. But in the presence of Suta Goswami, they could understand that the greatest of all yajnas was to be in the association of a pure devotee of the Lord, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Naimisharanya exists within Navadvip Dham, just a few minutes' walk from here. Knowing this, Suta Goswami came to Navadvip, to Naimisharanya, in order to narrate to the great saints and sages the Gaur Bhagavatam, to narrate the life and teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Shiva at that time was on Mount Kailash, and he heard that Suta Goswami was going to be preaching the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham. So he was very anxious to come to hear the glories of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he knew that of all incarnations, this incarnation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is most auspicious. It is the incarnation where Lord Sri Krishna appears with the complexion and the bhakti, the love of Sri Radharani, to taste the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love. And it is the incarnation where the Supreme Personality of Godhead profusely distributes Krishna consciousness, Krishna prema, indiscriminately to all. So Lord Shiva was very anxious to make it to this Gaur Bhagavatam class in time. And he got on his bull, Nandi, and started traveling here. But he was afraid that Nandi is not very fast, and he may miss some of the narration. So he jumped on Lord Brahma's swan carrier. And Lord Brahma's swan, Hamsa, flew Lord Shiva here very fast. And this is the place that he came. It is called Hamsavahan, the place where Lord Shiva rode on the Hamsa as a vehicle. This is a very important story, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Srinvatam Sukata Krishna Punja Sravana Kirtana Hridyantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suhritsitam. That one who is anxious, who is thirsty to hear the glories of the Lord, for such a person, Krishna reciprocates by cleansing all the anartas, all the dirty things from the heart. It is this anticipation, this longing, this eagerness to hear the glories of the Lord that attracts Krishna to attract our hearts. We find Maharaj Parikshit. He was so anxious to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami that he gave up eating and sleeping for 7 days and was sitting in rapt attention. So Lord Shankar, Mahadev, setting the perfect example for all of us, wanted to show how eager he was to hear the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During the narration of the glories of Mahaprabhu, we will benefit to the extent that we are submissive and eager to hear more and more and more. If we are tired, if we are feeling sickly, these things are the bodily concept of life, but they happen. But the austerity is, no matter what my physical or mental condition, I must hear the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I must enthusiastically chant his holy name, Gauranga. 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 Lord Shiva was so anxious, he did not want to miss one word of the narration of Gauranga. So he came here on Brahma's Swan to hear the glories of the Lord. And we are so fortunate that we are in the same place, hearing the same glories of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there is a murti of Lord Shiva, which is kept under the water in this pond. And Srila Jayapathak Maharaj will kindly explain more in this matter to us.
This year, in the month of Chaitra after Gaur Purnima, we were in Mayapur, so we came here to have the darshan at that temple that you saw of Hansa Bahan. All the devotees were very eager to see the deity, but somehow we got tied up due to crossing rivers and everything. I think you experienced sometime these delays. By the time we we reached,
have you experienced any?
Maybe it only happens to us. I don't know. Dambasis.
Has anybody here experienced any inconvenience?
No.
Raise your hand if you have not experienced any inconvenience. Raise your hand if you have experienced inconvenience.
Devotee considers that even an inconvenience is simply an opportunity to remember Krishna, so there's no inconvenience.
There's a verse that explains that when one's doing a parikram of the holy dham, that's actually, it's a prayer. This devotee's praying that I do not desire liberation, I do not desire any material upliftment to higher planets, I only desire to experience the pain of the thorns going in my bare feet when I am traversing through the holy dham. This is the greatest pleasure of my life, one devotee has prayed. Bhakti Vinod said that the inconveniences and sufferings that I experience in your loving service, my Lord, is the greatest pleasure of my life. So here in the Holy Dham, in the association of devotees, what can possibly be an inconvenience? Whatever inconveniences are there, we should welcome them as a great blessing of the Lord, and we should feel ecstatic that Krishna is giving me this special mercy of some little inconvenience. In the Holy Dham, as Maharaj was saying, everything in spiritual progress is multiplied by thousands of times. So when you get sick, or when you get tired, or when you get fried, you should know that massive purification is taking place by the mercy of Sri Gauranga.
I didn't say inconvenient. I did say I was a little delayed. So what happened was, we got here, it was already dark. And the temple was filled with so many people, crowded around. We couldn't go inside. The pujari said, please wait. And he was doing some kind of a special puja. He said, come back in 15 minutes. And there was some water dripping on the shididi. We couldn't see very clearly the didi. You could see water dripping and people are putting flowers. And they're all standing there praying and something is going on. And they didn't want to give up their place inside that little temple. So we had taken some Ganges water. So we thought, let us go to another place a little further from here, which is a future place we're going to include in Parikrams, which is not different from Puskar. In Rajasthan, there's the Puskar Tirth. But that's was an unknown place. We had just recently had someone point it out to us. It's written in the books, but no one knew where it was. So I wanted to see that. So we went there, and it was dark, but somehow we went with flashlights. We saw, we took some water on our head. Then we came back, okay, now 15 minutes up. It's just 2-3 kilometers further, so let's go back. And then the one brahmachari said, Maharaj, I knocked over the Ganges water. So he thought, okay, what else to do? Bring the Puskar water. Since we're here at Puskar Tirth, it's the holy water, so we brought Puskar water. And we went back to see the deity. This time they're like really intense, they're all around there, and they're, you know, they're ringing bells and things, and they won't let us in, and so we started doing a kirtan. And the pujari said, no, no, no kirtan! I said, like, what is this, you know, no kirtan? And so then for a second we stopped, you know, let's just slow down a little bit, real quiet. And then nothing was happening. The flower, the water was flowing. Actually what they're waiting is this water falls on the flower, and the flower, if it pops open, it means that Shiva will give the gift, the blessing. And if it just falls down, it means the pujari says, get out of here. Next, okay. So nothing was happening. So then the pujari says, okay, chant, you know. It's okay, you can chant. Then we started a big kirtan again. And then the water fell and boom, it flew off into pujari's hand. And they all started chanting, Harivo! Harivo! Okay, bring him in. These are good people. They're giving us the blessings. Like they're chanting, Shiva's pleased with us. So then we could get a darshan, you know. And it's modern day leelas. It's a very big swan. And like this big swan deity.
That deity's under the water also?
Yes, yes.
What is made of?
Stone. No, ancient stone deity. All stone. And on the back of the swan is Mahadev. On the back, riding. Just like this. He's riding. Small deity, a Mahadev, about this big. He's there. And they're putting on his chest the flowers, and then the water is dripping. And they're always pouring water. So, Hansa Bahan. And
any story of how the deity came?
Actually, how the deity came. We know that when all the rishis were there listening to the Gaur Bhagavat, then all of a sudden they saw the swan coming. So they thought, oh, they stood up to receive Lord Brahma. And they hear like Brahma's coming, and then they look and they say, what's Lord Shiva? They were also happy, but it was like they were unexpected to see Lord Shiva coming in on the Hamsa. So how that deity came, it's so a very ancient deity. Now some of the markings of the deity are worn by the water. But nobody, none of the people here, they don't know the history. We'd have to, that's another research project. It seems that the deity is actually self-manifest, the deity that afterwards, to please the devotees, the Lord somehow manifested this deity. And he always residing here. This is actually the Gomati River. This also, Gomati is another sacred river. And this also was connecting to the Ganges. But now it's not always connected. And this season it's not connected. So Gomati is also going through the Naimisharanya. In Naimisharanya, Gomati is there? I don't know. Yes? Gomati is. This is the sacred Gomati river. Now it looks like a pond in Naimisharanya. Haribo! So, Lord Shiva was so eager to hear the Gaur Bhagavat that they say that if you don't keep the deity wet, the deity literally starts to smoke. So that anxiety of hearing Gaur Bhagavat is still so intense that either, of course, another solution was they would read out the Gaur Bhagavat to the deity. But the only other thing they know how to do is put the water on the deity. So by you all coming here and chanting, I'm sure Lord Shiva has been very pleased. Even his associates have decided to dance in the air. So actually, after hearing your explanation about Naimisharanya, I'm very eager to go there and chant and see the whole universe get purified a little bit with all these wonderful devotees chanting over there.
Harinam Sankirtan Ki!
Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki! Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki! So in our yatra, traveling yatra, this is final place. We'll, on the way back, we'll go to the River Ganges to take bath.
Stop at Naimisharanya?
Yeah, after Naimisharanya. And then tomorrow we'll spend the day at the temple, seeing the various projects, Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, the Gurukul. Those who really want to go shopping in Navadweep. Actually, I'm not very anxious that people shop in Navadweep, but those who want to shop can shop. But easier, we send one or two people to buy for everyone, as you like. We'll also visit Srivasangam tomorrow. So as far as the traveling parikram that we have for the last 6 days, been by the grace of Dairo, as has been explained, that whatever we do, the whole universe is benefited. So my humble request at the lotus feet of all of you exalted Vaishnavas is, however you feel, forget you're this body. Because Lord Shiva drank poison for the benefit of the universe. All I'm asking you to do is drink the nectar of the holy name. For the benefit of the universe. So we should have a wonderful, wonderful kirtan. Please. Now we will proceed to Naimisharanya Dham.